Verse in Philippians chapter 3, maybe two verses. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul is somewhat felt a little forced maybe to back up on his credentials, what he had before he got saved. He said things he counted, the world would have counted as gain to him, that he counted those things as loss for Christ. And he did have to give up prominent position and prestige as a Pharisee of the Pharisees when he came to Christ. He said he just counted them as lost. They were not, and we all ought to have that attitude that I hate to hear somebody that say, boy, I had this and this and this, and then I got saved and I lost it all. Oh, come on, man. Come on. What did you get, though, when you got saved? You got heaven for hell. You can't, brother, you got no right to look back and think about anything else that it cost you if you made a gain like that. Amen. Paul says down here, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, verse 13 of Philippians 3. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and whatever you might list there, but he says, in reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, we run across this little statement concerning Anniversary Sunday. Well, what more do you want? Well, we just want to do it again. And keep on doing it again until the Lord comes. Amen? It takes a lot of work. It takes some money, extra money, to put on a day like Anniversary Sunday. But we're pressing on. We're reaching out. We're not sitting down and satisfied. And so that's really what it's all about. And I wouldn't take anything for the past Anniversary Sundays and all the victories we've had, would you? How many of you have been here for at least, four of them? Let me see your hand. Well, that's quite a few hands. How many of you think you've been here for 10 of them? Let me see your hand. That's still quite a few hands. And I don't know how many we had before that, but a long way back. In only a year or two did we call it off. We did have weather wipe us out one time. Many of you remember that. That was a bad scene for us. I had to try to put the kids in the gym, and that was impossible. And we had not such a good time, but still, God's been good to us. We've seen the weather a few times where it looked like you could just stick your finger up and punch a hole in the cloud, but it waited till we got the kids home before it happened. And we're asking God to supernaturally bless again. Tonight I want to do just a little something here, a little bit different. I want to just elicit a few testimonies from a few folks concerning maybe some of our previous days, maybe something they're excited about right now. I don't know for sure. Have I got some men with microphones around? Are you ready to get down on the bottom floor for me and move quickly? That's what I'd like for you to do. Come on down. And instead of bringing somebody up, I think I'll just point out a few folks here and ask them to say a word. Through the years, I have seen some folks just give 150%, just work hard, and I've seen God's blessing. And I know many of you, all of you workers, you that man booths out there for us, bus workers, just you name it, the part you've had in it. I've seen you put your best in it. And I know God is blessed in a special way. I think I'll start with buses tonight. And I'll ask somebody to get over here to a microphone to Brother James, if you would. Brother James Versalis. Brother James, stand up. Tell me first what you had on buses last year. Wait till the mic gets to you, if I can get them on down there to you, so everybody can hear.
Last year we had 430 on the buses.
430 on the bus routes that you took care of.
Yes, sir.
But hold it a minute now. I want to get the full understanding on this. You run a bus every week.
Yes, sir.
But this week, instead of having 50 or 100 on a bus, last year you had 400 and something?
That's correct.
Now don't ask where he put them. But what I'll tell you, we got up some extra buses for him. And that's what we're doing this year, right?
Yes, sir.
You got anything you could share with us about any of your plans, or has God laid something special on your heart or anything?
Well, as far as the plans that we have going on, we're praying for God to do it again. That's what we're praying for. We are expecting 4 buses again this year, and we're doing everything we can. The college is going to be going out again on Thursday and Friday. We've made special flyers for that, and hopefully all of Point Siena is going to be canvassed with that. It's got my personal cell phone number on it, so they can just give me a call and let me know, and we'll stop by, give them extra tickets, get them signed up for the bus, and get excited about it. We've got quite a few groups going out, but really comes down to it's prayer.
Amen.
It really comes down to it. It comes down to prayer and hard work.
Amen.
We've been going out now for the last few weeks. We'll be out on Saturday from 9 to 9. We'll be just pushing it hard. In fact, I told my wife just earlier today, I said, don't harp on me this Saturday if I don't eat lunch. Right? Just let me keep going, because I know, obviously, with the weather, I just told her, just let me keep going. Another thing that I also attach myself to is I always try to give myself something that I can remind myself over and over and over again. Last year, Brother Gip preached a message during the morning services. It was, don't stop short.
Amen.
And that kept on repeating to myself that, don't stop short, don't stop short. It was literally like 8:45, and I didn't want to stop short. There's still one other house to go to. There's still one other child we can reach. And I do want to thank the church and all the hard work that goes into it. All the work behind the scenes in the food tent and the booths and everything. But let me at least give you a little bit of a blessing. The smiles that you see on the children's faces, they're tired, they're exhausted on the way back home, but they're smiling and they're still excited and how good of a time that they had. But the smiles are not there just because they got prizes or they had hot dogs. The smiles are there because they got saved that day. The smiles are there because someone showed them that they cared that day. And that's what it's about. This year, I've got something that I have written in my Bible. It goes on William Borden's testimony. No reserves, no retreats, no regrets.
Amen.
And that's what I keep on repeating myself. No regrets, no regrets. Amen. There's something else I've written down just to kind of challenge you. One day, you're going to stand before your Savior and realize how much he has done for you.
Amen.
But you'll also realize how little we have done for him.
Amen.
I just want to encourage you to press towards the mark.
Amen. Thank you, James. Amen. Brother Pitts is right across in front of you over there, Brother Herman. See if you can reach him with a microphone. Brother Pitts leads our bus ministry and so many other things, Sunday school superintendent, and of course teaches down at the college. And he's the guy trying to organize all this so we get the kids back to the right house when it's over.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, Anniversary Sunday is the most exciting day of the year for the bus workers and the Sunday school crowd, Sunday school workers and junior church workers. And there is much to pray about, as pastors already mentioned. We'll have Sunday school classes this week that maybe on an average Sunday they'll have 15 or 20. They'll have 75 or 80 in there this time. So there's a lot of work to do, a lot of contacts to be made. And I can't remember now, we've been doing this for a long time, but probably about the first 10 or 12 years that we had the party on the ball field, I did the dunk tank. And I was the guy in the dunk tank most of those years. And over time, kids started complaining, that guy's getting slower every year. So we turned it over to the college guys, amen. But I feel like my duty now is to, you know, after everything's set up, I try to make a concerted effort to go through every hot dog line just to let you folks know how much we appreciate what you're doing. Amen. But it is a tremendous day, and there's much to pray about. Let's trust the Lord for souls, because that's what it's all about. It's Amen. Just another tool the Lord's given us to reach souls. Amen. And you know, we raise a lot of finances around here for missions and for all the programs that we do, and those things are also vitally important. But it's all about souls.
Amen.
And so let's keep that in mind, and let's be much in prayer about it. And make sure you get signed up on the charts back here tonight. And even when you're at work and going through your normal duties, we can still have an attitude of prayer and have an open line of communication with the Lord and trust him for his blessings.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Pitts. I tell you what, there's just really 1,000 things you got to keep up with in a situation like this. But He certainly does a real, real good job for us. We've, you know, we could call on people all night, but Brother Matt Pouts is our team leader, and we move over there under a special tent, and then he moves the teens over there. And that's a big challenge. That's really a big challenge. He's going to have teenagers come in that maybe for the first time, that sort of thing. Brother Herman, he's right here. Let Matt say a word about that, and we appreciate the organization and the hard work he has to go through with it.
Well, special tent is a good word for it, I think. We have a great time there. I'm getting ready to take the teens out this afternoon, and normally the Wednesday before, when we have teen soul winning on Wednesdays, normally the Wednesday before Anniversary Sunday, we just designate handing out flyers for the Anniversary Sunday. And I gave them a little pep talk before, and we're talking about the spiritual battle that takes place. And folks, I think that's the biggest, that's the key right there. It's just committing time to prayer over this. I mean, for the weather, obviously, and for the safety of the kids and the buses and the workers. And it's just it's a tremendous team effort. It's exciting to see. If you're walking around, you get a glimpse of everything that's going on, you just see it looks a little like chaos, but it's definitely controlled chaos. And we have a great time, and we combine our Sunday school and church hour, and we have almost basically a youth rally there under the tent, and we have all kinds of activities, and we have preaching, and we'll probably bring some of the teens over here Sunday morning, and we'll coordinate that to get some of them baptized. So we're looking forward to a great day. It's one of the most exciting times around here, but I can't emphasize enough about the importance of praying, signing up on the prayer charts, and spending some time in prayer.
All right, amen. Appreciate the hard job that goes on. I see Robbie Condon right there close to you, Herman. Just ask Robbie to stand up and say something. He's participated in these things with me for 100 years around here, I think. And I'm trying to think, I know you own the buses, but are y'all with a hayride too? Is that what you do over there?
Yes, for the last couple of years we've been doing the hayride.
Yeah.
And we get that corner, the kind of the northwest corner there of the ball field, and then move on out around there. Got saved in 1979.
Amen.
The highlight of my year has been Anniversary Sunday. Losing a little strength sometimes, but it seems like on Anniversary Sunday, the Lord just gives you just what you need to go through it. Highlights have been in the mid-70s in Sunday school class, where I've been able to teach in Sunday school. But the amazing thing is, with all those children, the control that's there. It seems like since the more emphasis each year has been put on prayer, the power of God's been in my life, and things that I'm involved with, seems like it's just so much evident in what God's continued to do. Personally, Anniversary Sunday for me is a refocus on the big cause.
Amen.
What God will do with those that are willing to be used, and to see the church come miraculously at a time like this, and all the effort put forth, and then I guess as a testimony, I'd probably say, as working in the Sunday school department and on the buses, would be to see the fact that we encourage the young people to encourage their parents to come to church.
Amen.
And on this day, on Anniversary Sunday, as you look across the ball field, you see so many families that have come to church together. Bus people bringing their children, some
right.
Others from coming, being faithful on that day. I know it's been a highlight for my family. My mom's been here probably at this church, visiting more on Anniversary Sunday than any other time. So just a lot of victory there. And it just doesn't stop on Anniversary Sunday, though. It's kind of the push.
That's right.
And then a lot more's done for the glory of God after that, as we experience that in Sunday school and on the buses and new visitors coming and all that goes on. But it's sure a blessing to be involved with a church that sees the big cause and cares about souls.
Amen. Thank you, Robbie. I tell you what, he puts a lot into it, like so many different ones. And what he said there about it's not just that Sunday, we keep reaping off that Sunday on down the road. And it is time we've seen families come to church for the first time because they got excited with the kids about the big day, and maybe even brought the kids because the bus was full. We've seen cars follow the buses in and even bring the neighbor's kids with them. Pray about all that. That's what we want to happen. That's one of the best things that can possibly happen. And I hope you will pray about it. We've got folks that go back with us for, like I say, many, many years back into it. We've got some that haven't been with us all that long. I was looking out there, I see Archie Rich. Archie, raise your hand. Where are you at? Right there. Somebody get a mic over that way. Archie, is this your time passes on me so fast? Tell me, which one will this one be? Will this be your third one? I was just guessing, I thought so. Kind of unique. I thought somebody may have just been to the recent few. I'd ask you to say something.
Well, this will be Jill and I's third anniversary Sunday, and it is exciting. It'll be my second year on the bus. And Brother Congdon, you know, he wrote me into this bus thing, and in the summer when all the college kids were going home, and I've been hooked. Those kids get a hold of your heart.
Amen.
And it's been really exciting watching the kids the last few weeks get excited about Anniversary Sunday. And I'll share this with you, and I think it'll bless your heart, but we were singing a song on our church bus, and I'm not going to sing it for you, but it goes kind of like, you can't get to heaven on roller skates, you'll roll right past the pearly gates, or you can't get to heaven in the preacher's car because your car won't go that far. But we had a first-time bus rider. His name was Alshon White. He was 11 years old, and he was sitting there beside me, and we were singing that song. And he looked up at me and he said, "How do I go to heaven?"
Amen. Amen.
And I had to lead that boy to the Lord.
Amen.
On the way to church. And man, it was a blessing. And throughout the day, we got to see five more kids for a total of six get saved on a church bus Sunday. So what a running start that it was. And it's the common denominator in everybody's testimony about souls being saved. And it does go back to prayer, because before I got off the bus, Josh, he said to me, he said, "You know, Brother Archie, I asked the Lord for two souls today on the bus."
Amen.
And he gave us six. So it was a good day.
Amen. Oh, yeah, that's what Jesus said, "I have meat to eat that you know not of." That's the spiritual blessing there. All right, I think I might just do this. We've got just a few minutes left. If some of you that work a booth or a bus route or any part in the Anniversary Sunday, you've done it, you're going to do it again, might be working the hot dog stand, whatever. If you could say something real quick, a word about it, maybe something come to your mind while some special blessing. Maybe some kid, I know there was a little boy out there last year. We live in a generation where everybody takes everything for granted, you know, government's gonna take care of me all the way and all that stuff. But I was impressed that this little boy come around more than one time and said to me, "I thank you for this." And then I watched him, and I saw him go to some other workers. And in his enjoying things, he was careful to thank them for it. I thought, boy, that's just so unusual in our day and time, you know, anymore. But only God knows the kids' hearts and what's going on in there. And our job is to expose them to the one that loved them most and tell them about good news about Jesus. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure we get that job done. But you might have a word you could share, something God spoke to you about, something that kicked into your mind, or whatever. If you just raise your hand and we'd like to hear about it. I got a hand here and a hand here. Let's get these two. David, raise your hand again. Brother Herman will get to you there.
Hi, It's just a great blessing to see what the Lord does in the lives of the bus kids' families, not just the bus kids, but about 3 or 4 years ago, B.J. Arns was the bus captain of one of the bus routes out in Poinciana. And we had a little boy that we picked up every Sunday, and his family was all living in this one big house, and there was probably 10 or 15 of them living in the house, and every week he was the only one that came to church. He was probably just about 5 or 6 years old. And that Sunday, he had been looking forward to Anniversary Sunday all year. That Sunday, he was sick and wasn't able to go. But he begged and begged and begged his parents to go so that he could get some of the candy and some of the other stuff they were going to have. And so he didn't go that Sunday, but his mom and his dad and his brothers and sisters all drove in because they missed the bus. They overslept. And they came in for the church service. And that morning, they ended up getting saved. And the next week, came back to get baptized. Amen. And they were here in the church for almost a year before they moved off. And now they're still in a good church. Amen. But just to see what the Lord can do, even though that little boy didn't get to come, the testimony of that boy riding every single week was able to reach his whole family. And Amen. That's just what it's all about, to see the families and the kids reached and really to see their lives changed. It's just a major yes. blessing to see that all the work and prayer that you put in really does affect people's lives.
All right. Amen. Thank you, David. Brenda was right here behind you, Brother Herman.
Well, I'm excited about this year. I can't remember how many years we've been doing this, but one of the things that was impressed upon my heart was every year we've had people that we've seen out there on the ball field with their Bibles open, winning somebody to the Lord.
Amen.
So many people hear the gospel on that day, but they might not walk the aisle here or in the junior churches right. or whatever, but you might be able to reach them out there just one-on-one. And so the Lord just impressed upon my heart that we need to have a soul-winning booth. So,
Amen.
Lord willing, that's what we'll have
oh, yes.
there this Sunday. It's called the Salvation Station. I kind of stole that from the radio station. But but anyway, look for the Salvation Station. We got some things set up, kind of like Brother Gardner has at the
yes.
fairs.
Yes.
And, of course, he passed away this past year.
Yes.
And but anyway, he's been a blessing to me every year that he comes to the Bible conference, but we missed him this year, so... but anyway, look for the Salvation Station. If you went, run into somebody that's still not saved, just bring them on over, and we'll have some soul winners there, and we still need some help in there if anybody wants to help. Thanks.
That's a good idea. It's what we do, support at the fairs and other places, and that's a good thing. People might hear the gospel in here or in junior church, and they just need a follow-up. That's good. All right, Manny?
Yes, sir. Going back to what Mrs. Congdon was saying, did that last year. I had, I make those stupid hats, out of the tickets, and I did that again this year. But I was walking around giving out tickets to some of the kids, and I saw some teenagers sitting by the food and started talking to them. They weren't saved, and I had a chance to lead one of them to the Lord. So it was a tremendous blessing. You don't know who's really saved out there and who's not. You're always look. I know they just came to church and everything like that, but some of them, like she said, don't walk the aisle. And we really do. We need that Salvation Station out there. So praise the Lord.
Amen. All right. Okay. Just anybody else? All right. Sister Perkins is right down in front of you here, Herman. Raise your hand, Sister Perkins. All right. Whatever you reach her there. Herman's coming. Okay.
I teach at Eastside Elementary, and I have kids in my classroom that are talking about, Miss Perkins, I have 50-some tickets, and talking about how many tickets they have. So it just opens the doors in the classroom, because I just kind of, oh, well, that's great, and I stand back and let the kids take over the conversation, because although I can't say, I have to be careful about what I say, but the kids can say anything they want to say. So I leave the doors open for them, so you'd be amazed at how many kids are touched and are able to speak out in the classrooms during Amen. This time.
Amen. For you that might not know, we don't really charge for the tickets. We find excuses to give out tickets. And the kids go for that, like bringing visitors, bringing their Bible, various things that... And it works. In fact, I've been thinking about trying it in my adult class, but anyway.
Donahue.
Huh? Where's the hand? All right, up in the balcony, Brother Donahue.
Amen. I've been working with the security detail for a couple of years now, but last year when the teens gave the invitation, those kids were lined up, sometimes 10 deep, waiting to be counseled. It was unbelievable to watch these kids, and they waited, and the other people were running to get food, and these kids stayed there, and the people counseled them. It was a testimony to the workers in the teen department, what they did, and it was such a blessing to watch these kids waiting on line to be counseled to get saved. It was tremendous.
Amen. And as Sister Condon said, too, we need some soul winners. We need some workers. All right, Brother Mike.
Brother Pitts kind of reminded me of something that sometimes it's each one of these events, something sticks in your mind. And when he was talking about the hot dog lines, it kind of reminded me of one. I was sitting in the driver's seat of the bus. We were loading them on to take them home. And all of them were laughing and joking, and they had their balloons and their toys and their trinkets that they'd won, and they all were had a good time. They were tired, a lot of them. One little girl, I guess she was 6, 8 years old, Brother Wally will probably remember it, she gets on, she's crying. What's wrong, sweetheart? You know, this is not the right way. When they get through, they're crying, getting on the bus to go home. I didn't get a hot dog. Well, she had gone to some of the rides first. Yep. They'd run out. Well, her brother gets on right there too and says, I got 5. So I said, a little bit of, you know, sometimes things just come out, you know, and I just said, well, he's the reason you didn't, so the fight was on. But it was, you know, it was great. The kids had a blast. I know in Brother Case's class this last week, some of the kids were saying, I've got tickets saved over from last year, so they're ready to go.
Amen. It's some kind of experiences that take place, man. And it is true, the kids will go to some of the fun things before they go to eat and that sort of thing. But we do try to get them all fed. Sister Bradford, are you somewhere up there? How many hot dogs did we serve last year? Do you have any idea by memory?
Forty-five cases.
There's 60 hot dogs in a case. Well, some of these 2,700. Somebody cheated and used a calculator.
You only had 80 hot dogs left last year.
Well, we did have some left, Brother Willis. That little girl just didn't get one. But it's rare that we have any left, and that wasn't very many left when you consider all that big chore, amen? All right, we got about 4 minutes. Somebody got a hand up? The hand back here. Okay, Sister Schultz, all right, I see you.
Last year in the anniversary was our first year in Landmark Baptist Church, and after the service we got involved, my husband and I got involved in picking up trash, we got involved in whatever we were able to get involved, and we really had a blast. That was our initiation to join Landmark Baptist Church. And ever since then we have been blessed working for the Lord. And it's going to be 1 year that we've been serving the Lord here.
Amen.
In Landmark.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We love you all. God bless you. And we have a wonderful pastor and our co-pastor.
Amen.
God
Thank
bless
you.
All of you.
All right. Appreciate that testimony. We could have, was there another hand? Laurie, all right, so on down the aisle. Herman, I believe you get more of them than Rick tonight. I know you're faster on your feet than he is, but come on, Laurie, raise your hand here. All right, here we go. He may be faster on his feet, but he don't see any better than I do, amen?
I love testimony time, but working at the radio station, we have listeners that call all the time, and one of our faithful listeners, Mr. Poole, he called up today, and he says, I've been listening to all the announcements on the radio about Anniversary Sunday, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to try to get there so we can have our attendance up. And he said that his wife is going to their church because she's committed, but he's going to come. And I think he was just coming for the service and wasn't going to stay for the stuff that goes on the field, but I think he's gonna stay for that. I don't know if he's ever been to one before, but it's just encouraging, you know, the listeners, you know, calling up, and they like to listen to the announcements and can, if they're not in church services with us, they could just hear it on the radio. So,
thanks. I'm glad she mentioned the radio again. Fellas, you don't have to have a professional commercial on there. Just keep talking it up. I've heard several of you do a good job on it. And just keep talking about it a little bit, and we'll get some folks to come out of curiosity just to see what it is, if nothing else, amen. But anyway, better quit, because we need the choir to fill up and get ready for Sunday, and we want to be at our best. When I was a kid, I used to notice the women folk in the house, they'd start cleaning and fixing things and putting things in place and warning us kids about various things. And you know what that told me? It told me somebody's coming. Company's coming. And we got company coming. We are hoping to get the gospel to everybody that comes. Amen? So let's be at our best. Let's be early. Ushers will have all kind of duties. We'll have chairs stacked back here. Hopefully we'll have to put them out. Hopefully we'll be full enough. We'll have to put them out. And you folks sitting out there in the pews, do that SOS thing. Slip over some. Squeeze up. You don't need, make it easy on folks to come. Make it easy to be a visitor at Landmark Baptist Church. Make them know they're welcome, and that sort of thing. And we just want to be at our best, because who do we represent? The Lord Jesus Christ. We want to make a first impression for Him. Amen. And it's His house, His church, and it's, of course, His salvation that we want to tell them about. And so let's be at our very best. All right, let's stand, please.